Each one of us has a unique gift, a special talent, something that sets us apart from every other person on this planet. What is that thing that sets you apart? What is your superpower? If you're open, it will be revealed to you. I'm here to tell you as living proof. You heard something about my journey. If you conceive, if you believe, you will achieve. I'm a warrior, and the word is my weapon. It is my superpower. So my purpose is served as a writer, a teacher, a talker, a storyteller. Four more words. Ignite your superpower. When you ignite that superpower and use it to promote social good, you will have locked onto your purpose in life. Put it to use in making an important difference, a positive difference. And four more words in this connection. Always live on purpose. So when do we get started? What's wrong with right now? Why wait? Four more essential words. The urgency of now. Now, I know you've probably heard this as the fierce urgency of now, but that's five words and it takes me off theme. So the urgency of now. November 8th has come and gone. January 13th is nearly gone. What are you going to do? What are you going to do now? Don't miss your moment. On this point, we can draw inspiration from the coming generations. My 7-year-old niece, Madison Jackson, was watching the news during the campaign season, and she told us that she wanted to go out and vote. 7, and she didn't want to wait another 11 years. The urgency of now. 12-year-old Grace Holman didn't want to wait. Early, one dismal, rainy day, she awakened her mom to take her out to a nearby rally for Donald Trump. You see, Grace had made a poster that she wanted to hold up to be seen by Trump's motorcade on the way into the rally. The poster, four essential words. We stand for justice. Amazing, Grace. We have to seize the moment, squeeze the moment, get 2 hours of enrichment out of every single hour we are given, the urgency of now. Grace's younger sister, Isabel, seized her moment, a presentation in her fifth grade class in which 10-year-old Izzy grabbed the opportunity and her captive audience to end with a declaration. Black lives matter. She recognizes that we can't truthfully assert that all lives matter until we demonstrate in every way possible that black lives matter too. Now, Grace and Isabel are not African American kids. They're not Latina. But they have seen a commonality in the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. At their tender ages, they have come to embrace it as their struggle too.